The world of the concert impresario, the modern concert impresario, like the world of the theatre, is constantly changing. The concert impresario of today is no longer confined to the concert hall, nor for bigger presentations to stadiums. Something bigger than this is needed now when presenting the rock stars and the pop stars of today. The frenzy with which these performers are greeted and the danger involved in presenting them, these are notorious complications that the impresario has to face up to. Robert Patterson presented the pop idol of today, David Cassidy, on his first tour of this country, and he was all too aware of the potential danger involved.
It was the first time that Beatlemania returned to England, and I'll never forget the airline in question absolutely refusing to believe me when I rang them up saying, on your flight tomorrow there is this young man, and there are going to be thousands of teenagers running riot in the airport. And they simply said, but this went out in the late 50s, Mr. Patterson, I mean, there's not going to be any problem. And when I went to pick him up, it was exactly the identical moment that Mark Spitz had left the Olympics because of all the threats against the Jewish participants. And he arrived in the European building and was naturally deluged by every security man at London Airport, leaving nobody in the Oceanic terminal when Cassidy arrived, and these screaming teenagers were running riot, causing havoc throughout the building. And it was impossible to pick him up. So we eventually got in through a side door and onto that legendary, now legendary, boat in the Thames, where kids were leaping off the bank at Tower Bridge and trying to swim out to see him. But it was ultimately followed by those very successful shows at Wembley, which did attract a great deal of criticism, questions in the house, because the police turned guard dogs on the kids to clear the crowds, which was regarded, and quite rightly so, by many as being a little extreme with 8 and 9-year-olds. But it was the return of Beatlemania to England.
The sun was in the sky, and love was burning in your eyes. Nothing in the world could bother me, 'cause I was living in a world of ecstasy. But now you're gone, I'm just a daydreamer, walking in the rain, chasing after rainbows I may never find again. Too beautiful to live it all alone. Oh, how much I need someone to call my very own. Now the summer's over, I find myself alone with the memories in view. I was so in love, I couldn't see, 'cause I was living in a world of make-believe. But now you know I'm just a daydreamer, walking in the rain, chasing after rainbows.
With Shirley Bassey, whom I've worked with on a worldwide basis since about 1970, you get hysteria, controlled, middle-of-the-road, middle-aged people. I mean, of course, when she walks on stage anywhere in the world, she gets terrific adulation, but it's a controlled adulation. The hysterics at a Cassidy concert is very disturbing when you see a little child afterwards. With Shirley or anyone in the middle of the road area, there's great excitement generated, but there's none of the hysteria which you cannot avoid.